Who am I and what do I want? Well, I'm 30 years old. For the first part of my adult life, I basically wrapped it around a man. Other than going to school, he didn't want me to go. I went. I got my first job up there. My mother had never wanted any of us to work jobs. She just wanted us to focus and dedicate ourselves to school. And I decided that I was going to go anyway, even though he didn't want me to go. He wanted us to get married immediately. He wanted me to move in with him immediately. And I said, no, it was hard for me to just leave and go to school without him, but because he had been my life, you know, from the time we both were 15 up into that point. Well, as a teenager, that's the way you feel. I was only 18. It had only been 3 years, I guess, but it still felt like, you know, that was my world. And I left it to pursue my education. The whole time I was up there, he was basically hounding me to come back, and I was like, no, I'm gonna stay up here. I'm gonna work this job. I was very determined. When I set a goal, that's the type of person that I am. When I set a goal, I'm gonna accomplish it by any means necessary, and that's basically what I did. I put up with all of his jealousy, his obsessive, possessive behavior. I tried to make him feel better about me being up there. He came up nearly every weekend until he got his first truck driving job. He was a truck driver. When I came home 2 years later, it was with a degree, and I came home and moved into his house. It was like I went from being completely independent up there to being totally dependent back down here. And I didn't feel that like I was dependent on him. I felt like we were building a life together, but he was just bringing in the money and everything was in his name. But I had complete access to everything. But you probably already know how this story ends. I came home one day, it was a year into this thing, and he was sitting on a couch with another young lady. And from that point on, I was basically homeless, and I was devastated by that. I guess that shaped the rest of my adult life, because I was like, I'm never going to depend on anybody for my livelihood. I'm never going to depend on somebody to put clothes on my back, shoes on my feet, everything. Everything that I had from that point on was just, it wasn't mine. I wasn't his wife, you know. So not yet. I mean, we had a date. We had caterers and flowers and dresses, and but it just didn't happen. Not that he didn't try to make it happen. It just didn't happen, and it wasn't gonna happen because I wasn't gonna be miserable. And so I guess that would lead me to, what do I want? Because at that point, all I had wanted was him. But now my whole life had changed, and I was headed down a new path. And then all I wanted was to be able to take care of myself. So I got a job, and I went back to school, and you know, I just worked and I bought things because I just felt like everything had been snatched away, and I wanted bigger and better and more expensive. And I wanted to show him that, you know, for a couple of years it was like that, and then it was about me. And when I stopped and really took stock of everything that had happened in the, I guess, 5 years down the road after that, it's been 9 years since this happened, but when I really took time to stop and take stock, I think everything that I was really working for was not, it wasn't anything that was concrete or important. And I guess I had, up to that point, had based my life around a belief on God. And so, I'm a prayer. So I got on my knees and I prayed, and I was like, you know, God, put me where you need me to be, where I can be the most effective, the most of service to you. And it came right back to nursing. And so I'm in my second childhood, as my sister says, right now, where I saved my money. I've done the things that was required for me to go back to school and get my nursing degree, and that's basically what I'm doing now. I'm working, right now it's part-time. It used to be volunteer, but now I've taken a part-time position in a hospice here in the city, and that's my life's work. And I think I was given a gift by God to make people feel better when they're feeling down or they're going through something. My cousin once told me that I use my smile like art, and I just think that that's a gift from God. And if I could use that in a bigger way, instead of just helping her with her boyfriend problems or somebody else with some trivial problem in their life, but if I could really use that to give back to this community through hospice, then I've really done something with my life. And that's what I want to focus on for, you know, the remainder. I want to get to where Mr. Whoopi said he was. I want to be at that content spot. You know, maybe I'm too young and restless to be there right now, but eventually that's what I'm working toward, to where I can look at life and say, yo, this ain't that bad. This has been a wonderful ride, a hell of a ride, and I done it. So that's basically who I am and what I want. This is Safi out.